Let's start with a word of prayer. Our gracious God and loving Father, we have so much to be thankful for here at the end of this conference. So much truth presented to us, so much to enjoy a relationship with Thee through the work of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, on the cross. And we're thankful for this opportunity here today to spend some time together in fellowship, and for this little opportunity to sing and to have a little time over Thy Word, and just ask for clarity in the presentation, that there would be something for each one to understand, to take home, to enjoy. And we just ask this in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, for His honor and glory. Amen. Can everyone hear me? Put up your hands if you can hear me. Okay. When the brother asked me to speak, he said when we were thinking about who to ask for speak, we wanted someone that was loud. And then they said, well, we have this headset and this here, so that helped with that. But I appreciated that they had an exercise on who to ask, but when I looked at myself, I said, I don't know what to say. There's people here that are a lot older than me, a lot more experienced, have been through a lot more situations, have a better understanding of Scripture. And I had no idea what to take up. And so my thought, I woke up at 5:15 this morning, couldn't go back to sleep, but I have a book here in my hand, and we spent the past 3 days with things from this book presented to us, and this book does have the answers, and so I'd like to look at some things from it and about it and encourage. My purpose today is to encourage you to pick up your Bibles and to read it. So, 1 John chapter 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the Word of life. The Word. John 1 begins, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was a man on this world who, in the things that he did, the actions that he took, they displayed who God was. They manifested to us God's heart in light and in love, and what His righteous standard was. But He's not here today. We don't have the Word personified in the Lord Jesus walking here today like He was then. He's now, we had mentioned, is in heaven, and He's our advocate if we sin, and he's our high priest, and He's our forerunner. There's a lot of other aspects of it we could look at, but what we have now is the written Word of God. And I'd like to look at a verse in 2 Peter chapter 1, not just one verse, a few verses, and this is not the direct teaching, but I'd like to make an application here. And Peter is talking about having had the experience of being on the Mount of Transfiguration. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this is the voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. Then this verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. My thought on taking this up, mentioning these two verses here, this is taking up the prophetic aspect of looking forward to the kingdom, but that's not the point of what I want to bring out here. They literally saw Jesus in his majesty, and I think the thought of that in his kingdom glory, they saw the glory of what would happen, and there was a voice that spoke from heaven that said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." But then the following verses say, "But we have a more sure word of prophecy, and the things that are written in this book were even more of a testimony to Peter as to what the place that Jesus was going to have in this word than a voice from heaven and seeing his glory right there in front of him." We have the word of God here. He has revealed his heart to us. And we go through life and sometimes we wish we knew what God thought about a certain thing. But he has spoken to us and he has given us his word and we can open it up and read it and enjoy it. And it has just the effect as if in the morning when we sit down to read our Bible, think of it as the same effect as if heaven opened up and a voice spoke to you. That is the power and the force of what's in this word of God. You know, I wouldn't be standing here today if it were not for when I was 17 years old. I was at a Bible conference and there was a brother who was having an address to the young people, and he was talking about a situation, but he talked about some people that had picked up their Bibles and read through it, and he said it changed their life. And he said to the young people, he said, "If you will pick up your Bible and you'll read through it from cover to cover, it will change your life." And that's what I'd like to encourage you today, because I can say for a fact that I would not be standing here today if it were not for that. I just want to mention a few things of what are found in this Bible. One, salvation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If there's someone that's lost in their sins, there are words in this book that can give you peace, that show you the way to salvation and can give you peace in resting on the Lord Jesus Christ. But beyond that, there's a verse in Psalm 119. I'd like to read it because when I quote things, I quote the way I understand them and not the way Scripture presents it. So Psalm 119. And verse
Did someone have a Bible open or Google handy?
We have concordances and we have Google now. The verse says, "I rejoice that thy word is one that findeth great spoil." Could someone find that? 116, Psalm 119, 116, not that verse. What's that? 162, there you go. I thought I looked at that one. Wind doesn't help the situation. Psalm 119, 162, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil." And the verse before it, "But my heart standeth in awe at thy word." You know, how many of the kids here have ever had a pinata? And older ones, too. I think we all know what a pinata is. And when the pinata breaks open, all this stuff falls onto the ground, and the kids will run in and they'll grab something and they'll say, "Look at this." And then they'll enjoy that, but then they'll dive back into the pile and they'll grab something else and look at this. I would like to encourage you to take up the Word of God as that which is great spoil and find your joy and your delight in it. And I shared this thought that I shared here, that I just mentioned here from Psalm 119 with Brother Wayne Coleman one time. He said, "I'm glad you shared that with me. You know, I was just reading in Ezekiel about a river that flowed out from under the door, and it started, and it was only to the ankles, and then it was to the knees, And then it was deep enough to be waters to swim in. And that was his enjoyment of the word, that he would just be so soaked in it. And that's what I'd like to encourage and pass on to you today, and I'm probably over 10 minutes, so we can close in prayer. Our gracious God and loving Father, we're so thankful for this book. Help each one of us to have a desire to dig into it for ourselves, to get things for ourselves, that we would be able to enjoy what thou hast told us. So we just ask this in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, all those couple bins where the books came from. Just make sure that the hymn books get back into there. Thank you very much.